This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
So, how much wine should you drink to stay healthy? Well, everyone seems to have an angle on wine's health benefits, but how much is too much? I'll have the straight scoop for you after this.
Buying a gift for the wine lover who has everything can be a real challenge. After all, anyone who is picky about wine is probably equally picky about wine accessories. Not to worry, GrapeEncounters.com is now featuring the 10 hottest gift ideas for wine lovers. Items that are both novel and exceptional. Log on to GrapeEncounters.com and click the gift link. Our top 10 gifts for the wine enthusiast in your life are off the charts. The ultimate wine gifts are at GrapeEncounters.com.
So where do you draw the line to make sure you're getting enough fermented grape juice to keep you in your prime? While there is certainly a buzz surrounding the health benefits of a Mediterranean-style diet, there are still enough question marks for the answer to be, it depends. One or two glasses per day is not enough to cause undue attention on the social scale, and this amount seems to have some potential health benefits with regard to heart disease. Now, many health experts agree that a couple glasses may lower the risk of heart disease in general and the risk of one type of stroke. Now, since heart disease is the number one health problem for adult men and women, there's no reason not to enjoy keeping your heart healthy with wine. But wait a second, there's a twist on this subject. A new study recently shared by the European Society of Cardiology indicates that wine only helps the heart when combined with exercise. And, according to this study, the health effects are for both red and white wines. So if you want the health benefits of wine, apparently you must mix your wine with a little sweat. Just not in the glass. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.